We'll now be learning for the next 2 weeks in Yirtzeh Hashem from the Sefer Yemei Chanukah from Rav David Cohen Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. We'll be learning through Siman Tazayin and Yud Zayin so that we can learn a little bit about the Inyanei Chanukah in preparation for Chanukah. So the Gemara Masechta Shabbos asks, "My Chanukah, what is Chanukah?" And the Gemara goes on to tell us a story we're all familiar with, how the Yevanim broke through the Beis HaMikdash and defiled all the oils and metame them, and miraculously one jar of sealed oil with the Chesama Shel Kohen Gadol, the seal of the Kohen Gadol, remained pure, and they used it to light the menorah for 8 days until they could produce more oil. So what we need to understand about the Gemara is, what was the Gemara's original question? My Chanukah, what is Chanukah? What was the question? The Gemara knew what the Yontif of Chanukah is. So Rashi explains that the Gemara wants to know which miracle was it that caused the Chachamim to establish a new Yontif of Chanukah. That's the Gemara's question. Which miracle was it? And then the Gemara answers that it was the miracle of the oil that burnt for 7 days, 8 days. Now, there's a well-known question that the Gemara emphasizes the miracle of oil, which burned for 8 days. Yet, when we say Al Anisim, we only mention the miracle of winning the war against enemies who outnumbered us, but we don't mention the miracle of the oil. The Sfasemis writes that the name Chanukah essentially means Chanukah Samizbeach. They renewed the Beis HaMikdash. The Yevanim had come and desecrated the Beis HaMikdash. They broke parts of it, they defiled it, and they used the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah. And at that point, the Shekhinah abandoned the Beis HaMikdash. In the second Beis HaMikdash, there were some remnants of Shekhinah. There was a heavenly fire on the Mizbeach, but it just didn't serve to consume any of the Karbanos. It just kind of sat there. But the Yevanim caused it to depart totally. So they chased the Shekhinah out of the Beis HaMikdash. But when the miracle of Chanukah happened, not only did the menorah burn miraculously, but the fire returned to the Mizbeach once again as well. This was the importance of this miracle, because once the Yevanim had caused the Shekhinah to depart, although they didn't actually destroy the Beis HaMikdash physically, it was almost equivalent to doing so, because they removed the soul of the Beis HaMikdash, so to speak, by chasing out the Shekhinah. But with the miracle of Chanukah, the Beis HaMikdash, in all intents and purposes, was effectively rebuilt. They brought the Shekhinah back in. That was a renewal of the Beis HaMikdash. That was the Chanukah HaMizbeach that happened through the miracle of Chanukah. The miracle of Chanukah was also, in this sense, an open demonstration of the love Hashem had for Klal Yisrael. Any and all open miracles in the Beis HaMikdash were intended for that purpose, to show the world, and in particular we'll see the miracle of the menorah, the Ner Maravi burning, was intended for that purpose alone, to show the world that Hashem loved the Jews and openly rested His presence among them. And the Yevanim had made their best effort to demoralize the Jews and have them accept and believe that Hashem had abandoned them, and they should abandon their belief and trust in Hashem as well. This was the point. This is what they were aiming for. And this is the well-known Medrash, we'll talk a little bit more about tomorrow, that the Yevanim forced the Jews to engrave on the horns of their oxen, Ein lechem chelek b'lehei Yisrael, you don't have any portion anymore in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a portion in you. You have no relationship anymore. And they wanted to kind of break down the Jewish, or what we are as Jews, pretty much, by doing that. And with the miracle of Chanukah, it was demonstrated, the ultimate refutation of this, with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu making an open miracle just for the sake of showing that He is back, He is here, He rests among us, and He loves us, and reinforced the Jewish belief that Hashem's presence and love is always with us and never ever departs.